the absurdity so far. Oblique Fartin, half-baked and weathered, raised slightly with tremendous anarchy, plain and runny by Morton, kindly warm into the occasion. It simply won't do just sit in here relaxed after a good clear-out, as they all winced with friends and a local madman. Tengemort, who had just plucked his way inside a bank with swirling surprise, as odd things began drifting onto a leather hardback Moroccan carpet that needed a good waxing, but not after a certain time, because it can bring on a tremendous see-through, transparent and not very nice, as lazy bleach blondes supporting needy nylon but not synthetic wigs, without a sell-by date that won't be sniffed at in any direction, as he clutched in both hands a half-baked, fitted dense cotton return, wrestling with a knight dressed as if to look important yet clearly understated. He begs for a song without the aid of a piano and any reason to cough, yet still surprisingly Moorish for a savoury something, as a man from outside imagines a time somewhere else, but always returned home early for a spot of lunch, as well as lying flat between two out-of-date cookery books, yet racing like a tormented liver, challenging the damp patch between those excited loins uppermost in all regional areas, comfortable yet tight and remarkably handmade, with an impressive pattern crafted by an old boiler in a suit and a small checkered tie that didn't need any explanation, as they both stopped suddenly for a well-earned rest in a wooden room that was amazingly tidy, bending towards Macca and South Ealing, that began its life in another part of the world as something else began to ring a ding ding, just as someone squirted lemon juice for some absurd reason into a stranger's left glass eye. Intensely dirty, it bothered all the foreign guests as they all talked out of tune for a moment, then went shopping except for two very good-looking twins, who often rushed backwards into a cupboard to impress their six lovers, which became apparent that a large person with all legs akimbo with a constant enigmatic grin longed secretively for a comedic encore. Daft yet nicely done, it began to swell to the point where it became bloated and slightly fluffy, yet remained charming as they began to prepare for a quick one, twisting in all directions apart from upwards and slightly to the left. In a hurry, the quarter party of 13 continued their journey, floating yet always changing, as if everything mattered for a moment. With a headache pounding on both temples, the crafty coloured pills they suddenly induced began to fall like flies, then in turn eased things for a moment, as the day, like any other day, changed its course and started again. To be continued.